Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. One.
Of what's going on. This is the Thursday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. June 18th is upon us. Molly Page, the news sage, and Ken Kessler, info wrestler, in with info and news and comments and your thoughts. 888-302-3684. The shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Let's get the details of that first, Molly, and then some comments from people who are observing and thinking.
So they're reporting that a white man, about early 20s, sandy blonde hair, walked into this prayer meeting inside a church. It is a historically black church in downtown Charleston. Happened last night. Open fire killed 9 people, including the pastor. They said that he walked in and sat down next to a woman, said he was going to leave her alive so she could tell others about the shooting. He is still on the loose. There was a bomb threat earlier that was looked into, and that has since been dismissed.
All right. So with that, Kenny, lots of comments, social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. So now the stage is yours for those comments.
Godfrey says, welcome back to 1963.
What happened in 1963? This is it before all of the civil rights stuff?
Yeah.
Is that the reference?
That I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. We got that. Next.
William says, here we go again. More white domestic terrorism.
White domestic terrorism. White domestic. Isn't that an interesting way of, yeah. It is. Well, it's domestic terrorism, anyway, brought upon us by Americans. American terrorists. There's a headline. This guy was an American terrorist, yes? That's what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Sean says, instead of claiming that we need more armed paranoid people to defend against armed nutcakes, doesn't it just make sense to quit arming the nutcakes
in
the first place?
Sure does, and that gets to my point of why it is that there can't be a better, easier way to track people who have psychological damage, and why then after we track them do we allow them to buy guns. If he didn't buy them and he got them some other way, not much you can do about it. But at least we ought to take a serious stab without the NRA getting all over everything. People who are nuts ought not to have guns. Some people will tell you that by definition people who want to have a closet full of guns are nuts to begin with. Now, that may or not be the case. I don't know that I'd agree with that, because I've known a lot of people over my life who have had guns, gun collections and stuff. Some people just like guns. But there are people who are decidedly disturbed who have large collections of guns. And one wonders, what does a reasonably intelligent society say about that? 888-302-3684 or follow Kenny's Path to social media, Twitter, at Good Day, facebook.com/Good Day Show. What else, Kenny?
One more. Mary says, this isn't about the NRA or guns. No. This is about 9 people attacked in their community church, and that church is suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are families grieving and worrying. Let's have some compassion for them and leave everything else at the door. Let's hope the police in Charleston are able to apprehend this person so he can be brought to justice. If you're a praying sort, pray for your fellow Americans right now. And if you're not into prayer, send some simple thoughts for the universe to right this awful wrong.
Mm-hmm. So will people do that? One wonders?
I will.
Yeah. Thoughts are things. All right. You got anything else that you would like to pass along before we get to the daily coming and going at the Monsanto corporate headquarters?
Nothing else really on the Charleston shooting.
No. All right. France is going to cease over-the-counter sales of Monsanto's weed killer Roundup. Why is that? There's nothing new about Roundup, Molly, so why are they all hot and bothered about this now?
Well, that's because the United Nations report found that the active ingredient in Monsanto, and I'm sure you'd know how to pronounce this better than I.
Glyphosate.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Was probably carcinogenic to humans.
That's news? Hardly.
No, but it's a recent United Nations report had these findings now, and so it gives France a reason to take action. And France isn't the only one that has done it, actually. Colombian officials made similar statements in May when they put a halt to U.S.-backed toxic fumigation of coca fields in their country, noting the same thing. So it is being noted elsewhere. It's being pulled off shelves for anyone using it in their gardens. And, you know, but not here. Not for us.
Well, it's not here and not in many other countries as well, but it's not likely to come off the... well, it will depend on the reaction of people. I have there... excuse me, is in the farming community... In the seed world, there's what's called Roundup Ready seeds. And those seeds, mostly corn and beans and things that are grown, a lot of them are grown for heavy commercial usage, would be treated, the seeds themselves would be treated with something that would resist Roundup so that when you sprayed to get rid of the weeds in the cornfield, you wouldn't kill the corn as well. There is a preparation that's involved in that, and so. But Roundup itself is very potent. I don't know whether it is carcinogenic or not, but there's nothing. When you look at the side of a jug of Roundup, and you see the ingredients, you think to yourself, "What are we doing to ourselves? This stuff is potent. It kills the weeds. Absolutely makes farming better for many of the." Of the large, I know people in Iowa that have thousands and thousands of acres. And this makes it easier for them to control the weeds. Because who wants to have weeds with their corn, right? Nobody wants to have weeds with their corn. But it does make it, especially if you have a no-till field, it makes it much easier to control the weeds. But to spray it around your yard... I have actually a bottle of it now that I'm thinking about it. It's been around for a long, long time. I was thinking I was going to toss it. I have some Roundup out in my garage that I used a long time ago to get rid of weeds around the house. I mean a long time ago. I bet you this jug of Roundup is 14, 15 years old. So the French have said, we don't want people to use this anymore. And I'm sure this came as a result of a lot of agitation from various groups, Molly, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there have been groups for quite a long time. The Environmental Working Group is one of them that just says this is dangerous to spray on farmland where people, this is where we get our foods and we're ingesting
it. See, this is what happens is anything that's in the soil is going to get into the roots of the plant and into the roots of the plant, up through the plant itself, and then into what's growing there. Let's use corn as an example. So you put the Roundup on the ground. The Roundup gets into the roots of the plant. It grows through the cellular structure of the corn. When you pick that ear of corn and eat it, in the kernels are going to be some elements or residue of Roundup. You want to eat that stuff? Put it in your body, in your system? That's really what these people are saying. That's what it is. You're not likely to be eating the flowers around your house. If you have a flower garden, you want to keep the weeds down. Roundup would be fine as long as you don't breathe it. It'll keep the weeds down, and you're not going to eat the flowers. But if you're eating something, that would be where my objection would come from. If you're eating something, and that stuff has gotten into the roots, the fiber, the fabric of the food, and you eat it, then you're eating something that's carcinogenic. Not a particularly good idea.
But even if you're not eating it, if you're spraying on it, it's going down into the soil, it's going down into the water, it's going to get into other things.
Well, it's not necessarily going into the water. That's a specious argument the EPA puts forth. Depends on where it's being used. It doesn't.
If it's going into the soil, doesn't it go down into the soil? If it rains, doesn't that wash into other areas of the land?
That's a hard to prove thing. It does. Well, that's another thing. Let me put the second argument aside for a second. It does stay put, and that's a problem. I don't know that it washes off into this area or that area. That argument has been made for a long, long time, and it's not conclusive. However, leaving it in the soil or having it in the soil diminishes the ability of the soil to rejuvenate itself, because that stuff kills the microbes that rejuvenate the soil. You've heard me talk about this, or maybe you haven't heard me. I'll give you an explanation that sort of will, this is maybe the 60-second explanation of how it all works. You've heard people talk about how methane gas that comes out of cows is bad for the environment, and the poop that comes out associated with methane gas is bad. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. When the cow excretes its excrement, which is a good thing for, right, it's good to excrete excrement. That's a good way for one to get rid of his excrement, excrete it. So cows dumping poop on the ground, what happens in that poop, because of the nature of their four stomachs and how they digest things and break down foods, the bacteria in there produce microbes. Microbes attach themselves to the manure. When the manure drops on the ground, the microbes get into the soil. That's when you see on the farm, this is very detailed, but it's accurate, when you see a pile of poop in a field, there's always brighter green around it. That's because of two things: the nitrogen content of the manure, and because the microbes that are in that manure have gotten into the soil, started to work it, and made the soil healthier, thus greener, thus makes the photosynthetic process work that much better. And so we have more green, we have more ability to help ourselves breathe, because that's what creates oxygen. So these little microbes that get into the soil are affected by Roundup. They're killed by Roundup. So that would be my objection, Molly, to having Roundup in the soil. It kills things that are in the soil. So you can use commercial fertilizers to bring back the, or not to bring the soil back, but to help grow something that you plant in the soil. Fertilizers, most commercial fertilizers don't do anything to enhance the value of the soil. The manure does, because of what I just described. So, for example, yesterday, one of my guys was out spreading manure on a field, a hay field that I just mowed and baled this past weekend, because I want the manure and the microbes to get in. This field has not been fertilized for a long time, so I want it to have a glow, if you will. Manure gives a field a glow. Aren't you glad you started this conversation? There's a glow.
Okay.
And it's a different kind of, if you're using Roundup, it's a different kind of glow associated with it. It's not necessarily too positive. Now, there are farmers who will fight me to the tooth on this. They will say, you know, you're just falling for that old propaganda from these nutcake environmental groups. I'm an environmentalist, but I'm not a nutcake environmentalist. I understand how all this stuff works, and I'm just telling you how it works. Roundup poisons the soil. That's it. Bottom line. And it's not doing you any good if you ingest anything that's grown in that soil. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Responsible for our thought of the day today on Good Day. You get the argument. Make way for the young kids. Let them make way for themselves. If they're better than me, they'll beat me. That's what McCarthy, let me repeat that because maybe you didn't get the nuance of it. You get this argument. Make way for the young kids. Let them make way for themselves. The quote is make way for the young kids. McCarthy says let them make way for themselves. If they're better than me, they'll beat me, right? Kenny, that's the essence of the thought. He's 73 today. Sir Paul is 73 today. God love him. And the music that he has created with those guys.
He's one of the few people with a lot of money who has said, you know, there is such a thing as enough money.
Roundup. That's what he says. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, the TV late night guys hailing Donald Trump's White House bid. He declared, and so the late night hosts have it's sort of mana from the comedy gods, as we hear in all three of the cuts from the late night show, starting with Conan going to Jimmy Fallon and then Seth Meyers.
Donald Trump running for president. In his presidential announcement speech yesterday, Donald Trump pledged to become the greatest jobs president that God ever created. This from the man who coined the catchphrase, "You're fired." Political analysts are saying that as a candidate, this is what the analysts are saying, as a candidate, Donald Trump is, quote, a totally unqualified nuisance. In other words, he is a legitimate contender for the Republican nomination.
Donald Trump announced that he's running for president. And during his speech, he told the crowd that if elected, he would be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Then God was like, hey, don't drag me into this publicity stunt. That's your thing. Celebrity Apprentice comes on, then I know what you do. After the announcement, he did an interview, and he told ABC News that if he had Oprah as his running mate, he could easily win. Although, you know who would definitely win? Oprah without Donald Trump. That's his best.
Presidential hopeful Donald Trump said yesterday that he has better hair than Senator Marco Rubio, a claim that was recently disproven by wind.
Yeah. All right, so there'll be some predictable stuff in there, maybe a few things that aren't predictable, but it's okay. Wendy Williams in her daytime show, answering audience members' questions. She does a pithy, good, solid job, serious and good and responsible advice. Here she answers a question about whether to accompany this audience member's husband overseas as he's being assigned there with the military.
My husband is currently in the military. We've been married 11 years, and we have two children. They're trying to give him orders to go overseas, and I am currently in school for nursing. So I'm trying to decide, should I move overseas with my husband, or if I should stay in the States with my kids and let them continue school here, and I continue school so I can further my career since his career is going so great.
Is that him?
Yes, it is.
How long do you think you'll be overseas?
About 3 years, ma'am.
You should pack up your family and go. How old are the kids?
2 and 5.
2 and 5.
Yeah.
Pack them up, go. They have nursing schools overseas.
Yeah. All right, here she answers a question about whether to allow a co-ed sleepover in the home.
I have a son turning 16. We're having a huge birthday party for him. Question is, after the birthday party, he would like to bring about 25 teens back to my house for a co-ed sleepover. Oh, I know. Cool. My husband is cool with it, but I'm not. What do you think? Am I being too old school?
You're right.
Or?
No, you're being very practical.
Yeah. Right?
I think the first thing we all think about is the sex, but we can't forget about, once you go to bed, the possible weed smoking that some of them might be doing in your backyard,
mm-hmm.
the possible getting into your liquor cabinet, and all that's a lot. Liability. These kids are kids.
Right.
I can't believe your husband is saying no, no.
My husband says they're going to do it somewhere.
Not at your house.
Right?
For you to be sued.
You know, that's one of the things. We're all going to do it someplace. Well, if you eliminate, the more and more places you eliminate, the less likely they are to do it. Hello, duh. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine. Coming right up, it's unusual, but is it unseemly for President Obama to be chiding the Supreme Court before its big Obamacare decision?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Pow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. It's unusual, but is it unseemly for President Obama to be chiding the Supreme Court before its big Obamacare decision?
It's not the first time, even in the Obama presidency, he has taken on the Supreme Court. He did about Citizens United. Obama sees in ACA and what the court will do, this is his legacy. Roosevelt, when confronted with the Supreme Court, which was going to invalidate his New Deal, pushed through or tried to something called court packing, or in my family it used to be called court reform. It did not happen. So I think the Supreme Court, I think we need to wake up to the fact that the Supreme Court is a highly politicized body.
I don't think criticizing the Supreme Court violates separation of powers at all, and each branch is entrusted with holding up the Constitution as they see fit. But I think what's going on here is a little bit of pique, a little bit of working the refs, although I assume it's too late, but it's worked before with John Roberts on the first Obamacare case, but probably most importantly, preparing the ground for the political fight if the court rules as it should on this case.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We know what's going on. We're going to talk about it. Oh, my goodness gracious. 888-302-3684 connects you to Molly Sage, the news page. And actually, that's not a bad way of doing that. Molly Sage, the news page. Kenny, what do you think of that? Molly Sage, the news page.
Oh, I'm going to have to change the name on my checks now.
Yeah, really? No, let's leave them the old way, and then it'll be tougher for you to cash them. Kessler, the info wrestler, and you and your thoughts. We'll get to the Donald in a few moments. First, the shooting in Charleston and a couple of new wrinkles on that, Molly.
Well, the FBI is going to be involved in this now. Basically, what happened is a man walked into this historically black church in downtown Charleston last night and opened fire. 9 people were killed, including the pastor. The gunman is still on the loose. He's described as being in his early 20s with sandy blonde hair. And not much more than that is known, other than one of the witnesses said that he walked into the church and he sat down next to her and told her, this is according to her statement, that he was going to leave her alive so she could tell everyone what happened.
All right, well, we kind of got the figures and the stats not good, these people and the guns. What do we have, Kenny, comment-wise on this as far as guns are concerned? Our audience is normally, I would say, there are more that are right of center than not. So how does this settle as people talk about their disgust with the availability of guns for people like this?
One comment. Nathan says, the problem here is not guns. It is ignorance and social breakdown because of uneducated kids coming from uneducated parents.
I don't know if I think that that's the case or not, but it's an interesting point of view. All right, so let's keep moving. Here's an interesting thought from Goldman Sachs. The quote of the day is midnight, the time Goldman Sachs interns turn into pumpkins. They announced a new rule that requires investment banking interns to be out of the office between 12 in the morning and 7 in the morning. What a generous thing on their part. But there are different shifts. Goldman Sachs is a company that works around the clock 7 days a week. There are people on staff working the markets around the world 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's the way that's the way they work. So if you have an intern job, I suppose the reason for not having somebody in there between 12 midnight and 7 in the morning is the hoochie-coochie that might be going on with the people that are there without a lot of supervision.
Do you know why this came about?
I don't. You're going to tell us.
Because one of their interns died after working a 72-hour shift straight. Right. He was found dead in his shower at his accommodations in London. He'd worked 72 hours.
Yeah.
An inquest found that he died of an apparent epileptic seizure that could have been triggered from his long work hours.
Could have been.
Yes.
Nah. I'm thinking that those sort
it's
of things
okay to happen. Work 72 hours
yeah,
straight?
Yeah, it is. It really is. If that's what you sign up for, doctors who are going through medical school, any one of them will tell you that they spend most of the 2 years they have in residency or in training working 72 hours or sometimes a whole week, and they might sleep 1 hour a day if they're
and
lucky.
And that's not healthy.
I didn't say it was healthy, but that's reality. And so under the circumstances, to take shots at Goldman Sachs just like they were the only ones who did this, or there's another big bad company that's abusing the people that are there, I'm sure there is abuse that goes on because these big companies and smaller companies do. If they can get somebody to work for them for nothing, I'm guessing, though, that their internships are probably paid internships. But even so, the younger, look at law firms. There are plenty of young lawyers who are in training that would do almost anything to work for a big-time law firm. And that would include, if you've seen the movie, you see the TV show Suits. Anybody see that show?
No.
It's a good show. It's on one of the cable channels, but it's a pretty good show. And it's all about what goes on in the legal world. These things go on. As a matter of fact, let's talk to Jack Stockwell in a moment. Dr. Jack's going to join us. We'll ask him about this whole business about epilepsy. So hold that story in abeyance, if you will, Molly, so that we can ask Jack his thoughts on what happens when somebody in that circumstance working. Work never killed anybody. Circumstances may have, but you will not ever hear from me that hard work killed anybody. You've got to have rest, and you got to have food. There's no question about that.
This kid was 21 years old. I think he worked 72 hours straight. You're sleep deprived.
Well, he probably shouldn't have been in there if he's got epilepsy. What's he doing that in the first place? If it's known, whether he should have known better or Goldman Sachs, somebody should have known better than to let a kid who's got epilepsy work for 72 hours straight.
I don't think anybody should work 72 hours straight unless it's an emergency.
I get that. I understand that.
And I understand they go through that at medical school. My dad was a doctor, and he went through it. And I saw him when he would come home after doing that, and he looked a wreck, and I was concerned that he was driving looking like that.
You know what, because if he was in an accident, he looked bad, or because he looked bad?
Because he was so tired.
Yeah, it's horrible, grueling. Oh, man, grind it up. Speaking of a grind, Donald Trump has declared he wants to be president of these here United States. So, he hired some folks to bring some excitement to the party, right?
Right. New York-based Extra Mile Casting sent out an email last Friday to its client list of background actors, and they were seeking
extras.
To attend Trump's announcement event, his presidential announcement. They were paid $50, and the email that was sent out by the Hollywood Reporter said, "We're looking to cast people for an event to wear T-shirts and carry signs and help cheer him in support of his announcement. We understand this is not a traditional background job, but we believe acting comes in all forms, and this is inclusive of the school of that thought.
So, for those of you who are thinking, oh my God, Donald Trump hired actors? They're there to add to the ambiance. That's not any different in my book from unions bringing people to a rally for some candidate. They get paid off in a different way, wages and jobs, because the union supports certain candidates and they support union jobs. It's not any different. There are all kinds of examples of people getting paid like that.
The thing that makes this different and makes him like every other politician is the hypocrisy.
Yes.
Because he was just crowing about this great turnout and how much this huge crowd of thousands, he said.
Right. Thousands of
companies. And they were there because he paid them.
Right. Yeah, there you go. The American way, creating jobs. Didn't he say that in his speech? I've created more jobs than anybody else. Didn't that come out as part of what he said?
He would be the greatest job creator.
There it is.
That God ever made.
All right. So what comments do you have? Social media, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What are people saying about the Donald?
Well, Curtis says basically what you just said. Trump pays people $50 a pop to make it look like there was a crowd. Wow, he really is a job creator.
Uh-huh. All right. Yep, there he is. For this $50 a day. How many hours were they there? Let's find out what the hourly rate
was. Not quite 3 hours.
Three into that's 15, 16, like 16, 50 an hour. Okay, well, it's above minimum wage anyway. Keep going.
Let's see. Tammy says the last thing we need is Trump in the White House.
Oh, come on.
We don't need Bush either. We need someone that is strong and stable.
Who? Who on the list is strong and stable?
I don't think
Hillary?
There's anybody.
Is Hillary strong and stable?
Well, the bar's very low from everybody that's on the list.
There you go. All right, one other one.
Ray says it all depends on which of your skunks stinks less. If you're social and fiscal conservative, you have a number of skunks to choose from. Mm-hmm. If you're social and fiscal liberal, you have a skunk or two. Please, somebody with some sense, run or form a third party.
I want to find a third party skunk. There's the idea. 17.5 for the hour. How'd you like to own a piece of American history? Gov Planet, part of the Iron Planet family and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus, has auctions taking place every Wednesday at govplanet.com. At Gov Planet, you can buy cargo trucks, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, a lot more. At Gov Planet, all vehicles carry thorough inspection reports, so you can buy with confidence because all the items are inspected and guaranteed and backed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. Do not miss GovPlanet's huge online Humvee sale taking place next Wednesday, the 24th. You'll be able to find unparalleled selection of 4x4 Humvees at some of the greatest prices ever seen. Find tons of Humvees that have served their time in the battlefield. They've been relocated all around the country for this special GovPlanet sale taking place next Wednesday, the 24th. With these Humvees, no DeMille is needed, and they're ready for off-road use. Don't miss. Do not miss. Take Uncle Dougie's word for it. This is a don't-miss opportunity. GOV Planet's huge Humvee sale taking place next Wednesday, the 24th. If you want to preview the items, see the photos, browse the inventory, bid on the items, you go to your mobile device and text in the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. Registration is on govplanet.com. That's free. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all the items in GovPlanet's huge Humvee auction sale today. Doug to 511-511.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. And we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Everybody has heard of the bucket list, right? Now there's something called the thank list, created by American Greetings. As Father's Day approaches, this project encourages thankfulness towards the loved ones that helped shape our lives. Here's Ron Prince, cancer survivor and proud father of three, on why the thank list project was the perfect way to thank his number one hero, his dad.
The thank list is an avenue in which American Greetings created the thanklist.com, where I was able to go and upload a video to express to my father my gratitude and my thankfulness for him. Not only was he there for me during the times when I had cancer as a child and told that I would likely not make it out of my teenage years, but through his life he modeled and showed me specifically what it is to be a man. That it's about taking care of my family, it's about raising my children, it's about making all the sacrifices in life that I need to make to really work hard to make this world a much nicer and caring place.
Make gratitude a priority this Father's Day and visit thankless.com.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell and the discussion. Let's see what we can rattle through here, Jack, starting with the discussion of Monsanto's weed killer Roundup and what glyphosate is and whether it's carcinogenic and what does that mean to human beings? What does that do to your body?
Well, you did a very good expose of that during the first hour. I mean, just think about this for a minute. Here's a Roundup product that historically kills anything that's green.
Mm-hmm.
And people would do it for weed control and other things. Now, they've come out with a form of it with Roundup Ready for soybeans, Roundup Ready for corn. And just think about that for a minute. It will kill everything except the plant that it's supposed to be good for. What has happened to this thing intrinsically as far as its chemical nature is concerned? What have they done with this? Well, we're talking about genetically modified foods in the first place. This stuff works on genetically modified corn, genetically modified soybeans, and the genetically modified corn already has genetic components of the insect that attacks the corn or attacks the soybean brought into the genetic structure of the corn itself or the soybean. I mean, this is the ultimate Frankenfoods is the word that's being given now.
The only thing that would protect it is what is also made by Monsanto, the Roundup.
Yeah, imagine that.
And nothing else would protect it.
Imagine that.
Because it's already constructed to attract the pests.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Brilliant, huh?
Yes, this is, you know, there was some marketing genius who sat down and said, hey, this is what we're going to create, and experimented with it for about 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the European governments who have to pay the health care bill of their citizens, mm-hmm. unlike America, has banned these chemicals and foods from European countries.
Mm. All right, so there's item number one. Kenny, you had a question about probiotics?
Yeah, Matt emailed and says, I picked up a bottle of probiotics and it says it has millions of organisms. At Trader Joe's, they have one that says it has over a billion. Is this a case where more is better?
Good question.
Yeah. Good question.
Well, yeah, the higher the concentrated content of the probiotic little beasties that you're going to take is better. But it's also, how is it produced? How is it prepared? How is it processed?
And why do you need it?
Well, you need it because 90% of the DNA inside of you is not human. Mm-hmm. It's these little microbes that live in the gut from your mouth to the bottom. And the healthier they are, the prevailing research right now shows that if you can have at least 80% of the bugs inside of you on your side, because there's going to be a bunch that aren't, and you can't get rid of them.
There's an ad there somewhere. The bugs on your side.
Yes. If 80% of them are that way, you're going to have a healthy gut. If you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy body and a healthy life. So there's a few brands out there that I really like that we push in our office, but there's a lot of it that just because of the ability to put the word probiotic on the side of a bottle in unregulated, you know, distribution, you've got to search through this stuff. But one of the hints, make sure that the probiotic you're getting has soil bacteria in it as well.
All right.
Not just something about milk, because you read this stuff about the majority of probiotics out there are just designed for dairy products. Make sure it has a wide variety, not just a high number, but a wide variety.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary produce the Forbidden Doctor podcast. What's up this week?
Well, the latest one that just came out that is really spiking is the real cause of heart attacks.
All right.
This has dominated research for two decades, and it still isn't in the cardiologist's office yet.
Tens of thousands of people every week are downloading the Forbidden Doctor podcast. Information, as Jack just described, that sort of thing is in there every week. So you'll want to avail yourself of the opportunity to listen and learn at either jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com. Jack, thank you. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbin joins Molly Page and Kenny Kessler and me with an update on the Samsung Galaxy keyboard. There's a bug there. I'm going to get my Roundup out and kill that bug. Or maybe Cedarside would be better. Yeah, I think Cedarside would be better to get rid of the bug that's in the keyboard of the Samsung Galaxy phone. Let's find out how that may affect you if you have one of these. I got one of these. So what's going to happen? Ooh, let's all be scared. Greg Stebbin will satisfy your curiosity in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right, a lot of things going on in the world of technology. Let's get to this Samsung Galaxy keyboard bug and whether or not if you have one of these, you're automatically exposed to the hackers who would have their way with your information.
Well,
maybe not so much.
Well, yes, but
see, I mean, have an S3, so I'm not.
You may be vulnerable. It's,
really?
It's mostly affecting people with the later Samsung phones than yours. And the thing is, the bug appears to be legit. It's not really. It's not a bug. It's a vulnerability. It's an error in the code.
Right.
All right. But there's so many circumstances that have to be met before you would be vulnerable that the odds of you being vulnerable are very, very slight. You'd have to be connected to a compromised network like a public Wi-Fi network that a hacker had infiltrated, and the hacker would have to have the right tools to gain access to your device, and then you would still only be vulnerable if at that moment of you being connected to that network, when the hacker was there with the right tools, your phone was actually doing an update of the default keyboard.
Sounds
not
very
to say it couldn't. Yeah, not that it couldn't happen,
uh-huh.
But the odds of it happening, unless you use a compromised network all the time, are very, very slim. So it is a risk, but the
don't
risk
sweat
of
the
you,
small stuff.
Yeah, the risk of
right.
you getting burned by your cup of coffee this morning is probably great.
Ah, all right. Getting burned by AT&T, however, you may have more of a chance at that. Story at DougSteffen.com today. They get hit with a $100 million fine because they were slowing down unlimited data. Isn't this one of the reasons for net neutrality?
Well,
arguments for it, maybe.
Wow, that's an interesting. No, I don't think so.
See, I show an uncanny knowledge of the internet with my question.
You do. I mean, that's actually an interesting question. I kind of have to think about it. I can't think about it that fast.
All right,
let me just tell you what's essentially what happened, and I don't think AT&T is the only company that's done this. They sold unlimited data plans, and they did give you unlimited data. They just gave you some data fast speed and some data at a speed so slow you wanted to pull your hair out.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the FCC is fining them for. It's called throttling. They throttled the downloads so that, you know, in the beginning you had super fast speeds, but if you use too much data, then all of a sudden, and I think most people have experienced this, your phone would crawl and it would be painful to use the internet or download things, and so you would just stop doing it, and then at the beginning of the next month everything would be fine again.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Nate Davis from Wichita, plenty of regrets, 31 years old, says he spent his teen years in and out of juvenile lockups for a variety of crime, arson, burglary, probation, et cetera, et cetera. He found God, got married. He's a better person now, but he still thinks about Ruth Florence, seventh grade Spanish teacher at his middle school. She used a wheelchair. She was sweet. She was kind, very patient. He's using Facebook to try to find her. Is that done more and more now?
I think it's done tons.
Facebook to find your friends or your old teachers. Wow.
And your old girlfriend.
There you go. That story's at DougSteffen.com as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.